Hello everyone. Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here. Today is a fun day to record because it's episode number 100 today. So since June last year, I've recorded 99 episodes and this is one more that makes it 100. First of all, thank you for listening, for slowing down, stopping what you do in the world and put your attention to what I share in this podcast. I hope it's valuable for you, that you get not only tips and methods, but more profoundly, you get insights and new perspectives that start to shift how the world looks to you. Today, I want to speak about time frames. Often when we struggle in life, we get into this experience of not making progress. Maybe you started a program or a coaching agreement with somebody lately, and 3, 4, 5 weeks into it, you don't feel like you're making progress. Most often you are. It's simply that if you look in the moment to how you think and feel, it doesn't feel like you're making progress. Your thoughts might not talk to you about the progress you make. Your thinking might be occupied with what you haven't been doing and where you've been failing. A better frame to look at it, if you're interested in seeing if you're making progress, it's to look at where you are today and look at where you were some time ago. You pick the time frame. If I look at where I was when I started this podcast less than 9 months ago, I had no competence in producing podcasts. I didn't know the technology. I didn't know how the systems worked. I couldn't upload and handle the audio files. I couldn't quickly deal with the transcripts and text and everything. I learned that quickly once I got committed, and now it's like a no-brainer for me to record an episode, deal with the technology and the structures and process and publish it, and then move on to what's next. I've learned a lot during these 100 episodes. Am I happy with everything? Absolutely not. I don't like the audio quality sometimes. I don't like how I speak sometimes. I don't like the structure sometimes. I don't like the lack of clarity I feel when I start recording. I don't like that I don't have a more clear, structured outline of past and future topics. There's so much I could be dissatisfied with. I wonder if you are the same when you listen. You get caught up in all the things that you're not doing versus noticing what you are doing. I don't mostly live in those thoughts and feelings. I notice them, but I've learned to see they don't speak the truth. They don't live by the code we speak about in our programs of seeking truth and speaking truth about the facts, the feelings, the focus, and the fruits. No, your feelings and thoughts, they are just randomly talking to you, sending messages to you. And if you don't watch it, you will live in the dissatisfaction of the moment versus living in the accomplishment and the progress of this moment compared to a past moment. So take some time, take a few minutes, and just ask yourself, where are you now in an area in your life that you're interested in developing and training yourself? And look at, where were you 2, 3 months ago? Have you made progress? And in my experience, most often, our clients, when they've taken on a journey, an intention to grow, they actually have moved more than they experience in the moment. So look at what's true for you. If you're not happy with the progress, look for the one main obstacle that you could resolve to find progress in learning. Do you lack some support? Do you lack structures? Or do you simply lack a commitment to your own training and development? I'll be back soon with more episodes. The month of March 2025, I'm going to speak a lot about reflection, about our inner world, about how a shift in your relationship to your frame of mind can cause huge transformative shifts, on how thoughts and feelings co-create your experience in life, and how the noise of your thinking can drown out the deeper feelings of presence, of truth, of quiet, of insight and wisdom. And keep listening this month, and I'll guide you to really healthy frameworks in terms of relating to the challenging demand of life with so much coming at us that our thinking sometimes gets lost and we get triggered and reactive versus staying in the peace that's to be found when the mind gets quiet. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.